Sweden will become the latest country to join NATO after Turkey agreed to support its membership of the military alliance. Last year, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, both Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership. Finland was admitted some months ago. The announcement comes as the alliance's leaders gather for a summit in the Lithuanian capital, Vilnius. The announcement was made by the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg.
I have just had a constructive meeting with President Erdogan and Prime Minister Kristersson. I'm glad to announce that as a result, President Erdogan has agreed to forward the accession protocol for Sweden to the Grand National Assembly as soon as possible and work closely with the Assembly to ensure ratification.
Naomi O'Leary, the Irish Times Europe correspondent, is following developments and she joins us on the line. Naomi, why did Turkey oppose Sweden's membership and why has it changed its mind?
Well, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is a clever geopolitical player who is good at recognising leverage when he has it. And that's what he used in this case. He said that Sweden needed to make internal changes to crack down on Kurdish activists who he views as terrorists. And he also made another number of other requests over the year. He's long been angling for more F-16 support for that fighter jet technology from the United States. And also at the last minute started talking about progress for EU membership hopes for Turkey. So he had a range of asks and he claims that he's got concessions on a number of these. We're waiting to hear the details from the other side on that. Now what we've seen is that, you know, he said that he will support, he'll recommend Sweden the ratification of Sweden's membership to NATO, which of course has to be approved by all member states before it can be formalised. So that's a major unblock. It's a major breakthrough that came unexpectedly last night on the eve of the summit.
Now, as people will know, Ukraine has also been seeking to join NATO. I suppose it's fair to say that that day remains some way off. What is Ukraine being offered?
Ukraine has been agitating for NATO membership for many years, and it was discussed at a major summit in 2008 and essentially put on the long finger because of the opposition of some existing members of the alliance. Now, Ukraine continues to ask for NATO membership as quickly as possible. It's currently seen as impossible because Ukraine is actively at war, and that would mean drawing the alliance into it. So what the NATO members are expected to discuss is what can they offer Ukraine that's short of outright membership, some kind of security guarantee. There's been some talk of the Israel model, which is like offering very powerful weaponry and some sort of security guarantee and support to a member, but not membership outright. But Ukraine will still be looking for some kind of promise that as soon as the conflict is concluded, it will be able to progress towards membership because it sees that as vital to guarantee its long-term security.
Talking of powerful weaponry, there remains quite a degree of controversy over the US decision to provide Ukraine with cluster bombs.
Yes, that was a major topic of a meeting between President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak when they met ahead of the summit. And Sunak expressed his unhappiness with this step. Most countries have banned the use of cluster bombs because they have small mini bombs that lie around on the ground for a long time afterwards. And they cause a lot of carnage following the conflict. They often get picked up by children and things like that. However, the United States has not agreed to phase out cluster bombs, and neither have Ukraine and Russia. So they are being used by Russia. They are being used on the other side in this conflict, and the United States agreed to supply them to Ukraine. This is really this has upset some allies. It's seen as a mistake by them because they think that, you know, this undermines the sort of moral high ground in supplying weapons to Ukraine, and in the long run, that it will have potentially an impact on the civilian population.
Is the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is he expected to travel to Vilnius today?
He is expected to show up. He's been coming to most of these major international meetings, and his presence is never guaranteed because of the conflict, because of the, you know, delicate security about him getting in and out of Ukraine. But he is expected to make an appearance, and, you know, to argue for what Ukraine needs. As the summit opens, you see that Lithuania, the host, is strongly backing some of those asks, including support for fighter jets to be given to Ukraine and the progress of Ukraine's NATO membership.
Naomi, thanks for talking to us this morning. That was Naomi O'Leary, who's the Irish Times Europe correspondent.